and gentlemen, places please. For the top of Act One, places please.
Members of the LaBohème Children's Chorus hit pause on their dressing room hubbub for a split second to make sure they aren't needed on stage. But that call was for Act One, which means they've got another hour or so for homework and a little horsing around. Instead of dinner, studying, and TV, these Fort Worth Academy of Fine Arts kids follow a very different evening routine. We caught up with them during a piano dress rehearsal, which requires sharp concentration and full costumes.
If you're not focused, then you're going to end up getting sloppy, and everything's really precise.
12-year-old Victoria Perez is serious about her role in the opera. Act Two is a wild street scene in the Latin Quarter of Paris on Christmas Eve, and the kid singers are an integral part of the colorful chaos.
We're just a bunch of kids trying to get our parents to buy things for us during Christmas, and we see a lot of stuff from these vendors, like candy and oranges and chestnuts and hot cocoa.
And that means a lot of people on stage at the same time singing many different parts. 11-year-old Andrew Coffey wasn't prepared for what that would sound like.
When we started blocking it, since we were not anything as loud as the other professionals, we were kind of just blown away and it was scary.
And when you hear the Act Two entrance, it's easy to see why Andrew was a little unsure. But the Fort Worth Opera's associate conductor and chorus master, Stephen Dubberly, says those early day nerves are a thing of the past.
Getting them to hold their own and to be proud of being able to compete with the adult has been really a lot of fun, and they are not in any way intimidated now.
Which is a good thing, because there's a child solo in Act Two. And 11-year-old Caleb Johnson knows just how important it is to stay cool.
I just have to gain more confidence in that area. Like, right as it comes up, but built up, don't get too excited or you actually will go sharp.
Caleb gave us a preview of his big moment in the dressing room before heading to places.
And that means again?
I want the little horse, I want the drum.
Being part of a professional opera takes tremendous patience and attention to detail. The children have to master Italian pronunciations and dialect. They have to know their music cold and connect with what they're singing. And at the end of all this, Stephen Dubberly hopes their experience with La Boheme will turn 16 kids into 16 lifelong opera lovers.
So much of what we have to do in our mission, and it's what happened to all of us who do love opera, is realize that it's not something stuffy and foreign, that it's just acting and singing at its very best.
But he doesn't need to worry. These kids are sold. They may only be 11 and 12 years old, but they know magic on stage when they see it, and they know the electrifying power of opera when they hear it.
And I hope I can be in the next opera, because this has been a wonderful experience.
For Andrew and his 15 pals, it's been a true high note. Courtney Collins for KERA News.